BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
It's 4 o'clock. My name's Zach. I'm 19 and I'm from Huddersfield. You might not know this, but I once licked Chesney Hawks in Magaluf. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio. Scott Mills!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello! Right, Zach, what's going on?
I'm just home, just got back from work.
Just got back from work, what do you do?
I'm an engineer.
So, Chesney Hawks, Magaluf, licking. Talk me through it.
Well, me and my sister, we didn't want to pay into a club, so we pretended to be holiday reps, and we got in for free, and it turned out that Chesney Hawks was playing. So we got to the front anyway, and it was like, I think he was throwing his arms out to like touch people's arms, and I thought that's a good opportunity, and just sort of like licked his arm.
Right. I've done that.
What?
Well, kind of.
You've licked Chesney Hawks as well?
Well, technically it was a kiss, but I suppose it's a similar kind of thing, isn't it?
Why have you kissed him?
I thought it was just a thing to do. I was in Southampton, kind of similar, at the front, leaned over and gave him a kiss on the forehead.
Oh.
Legend, didn't he?
A kiss I can understand, but a lick? Wasn't it all, like, sweaty?
It might have been a bit sweaty.
Chris, did you grab Chesney Hawks' actual head and bring it down to your lips and go, mwah?
Yeah, he was at the front, sort of shaking everyone's hands and meeting some of the people on the front row, and I just grabbed his head, pulled it forward, kiss on the forehead. He's a legend. Everyone should do it.
Yeah, it should be done.
He probably gets it all the time. I feel left out that I haven't. What song did he do?
Do you know what? He left that to right at the end. It was almost like he wasn't going to do it. So then when it came to encore, everyone was going, what's going on? We've had an hour of Chesney.
I'm not being funny, but why would Chesney Hawks not do that song?
He's clever, though. He leaves it so everyone is screaming, so that at the end, he leaves on a high.
An hour before the one and only?
Yeah.
What does he do?
Until then, it was all like crowded house.
Did you enjoy the gig in Magaluf?
Yeah, it was pretty good, actually, yeah.
Where was it?
It was in Boomerang.
Ah, Boomerang. I've been in there.
Yeah.
All the legends play there. Pat Sharp.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
And another?
Have you played there, Scott?
That's the top answer. I'm afraid it's already gone. Another.
Comedy Dave.
No, I'm joking, Dave.
Chappers and Dave.
Ding! No, I'm joking.
Well, Zach, thank you very much for introducing the show today.
Thank you, too.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Maybe you want to introduce the show tomorrow if you've got a similar claim to fame. Fascinating fact about yourself. Send it through with your number to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Thanks.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Loads of people on who are a little bit impatient going, it's after 4 o'clock. Where are they? They'll be on just after four. There are some freezing cold girls outside waiting for all-time low. They kind of look like they need to be defrosted. They've been there a while.
Well, what do you want to do? Make them a cup of tea?
Do
you know what? Actually, why don't you go and buy them all a hot chocolate? Because with two wins there, one, they warm up.
Sure.
And two, they think you're amazing and think of the publicity for that.
Who was it that recently bought all the fans waiting outside pizza? Was it Beyonce?
Yeah.
Was it Beyonce?
Mm.
I could be like the new Beyonce.
Same.
And hopefully the paparazzi
outside... Do you want me to call them...
We'll take note and I'll be seen as a real good guy.
Yeah.
Hot chocolate for every single one of them.
Yeah.
Right, Chris,
what's,
could you go
that,
and scope...
What's that, about £300?
Could you just go and scope
That's
out...
That's nothing to you. Right. Are you saying that you're not going to do that?
I'm not being funny, but if there's more than 10, there's no deal. Can you go and scope it out and see how many fans for All Time Low are outside, and then we'll come back and talk about it, all right? Then I'll get my wallet out.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, Becky.
Hey.
You all right? Someone called Barry's been on. Hi, Barry. Now, it's not often I get an email that starts with, Hi, Scott. I was listening to some old Danny Minogue albums last night. Don't think I've ever had an email that started with that, actually. But Barry was doing that just last night, and thought he'd sent me an email about it. Do you know what? She had some good tunes back in the day.
She did. What's your favourite? I liked Love and Kisses and Jumped the Beat.
Yes, good. I quite liked Put the Needle on It.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to do. That was a good one. Some would say she was better than Kylie.
Really?
Well, some people would.
Controversial.
For me, she was the second best Minogue in the whole of Australia. But, Barry spotted this, do you recognise this one by Danny Minogue? recognise it?
No.
It's not a famous one, is it?
No. Was it released?
I don't know. Barry didn't recognise it when he first heard it, but then as it continued, he was like, hang on a minute, this sounds familiar, listen to this.
But you didn't have to cut me off, make out like it never happened and that we were nothing, and I don't even need your love, but you treat me like a stranger and that feels so rough. No, you didn't have to stoop so low, have your friends collect your records and then change your number.
I don't know who the bloke is on it. Do you recognise it now? It's this.
Yes, the same.
That was obviously the original version of Gautier. Listen to Danny again.
The only person at home listening to older Danny Minogue albums.
No. I never knew that that song had been around before. Now you're just by actual Danny.
Is it just Danny Minogue tribute then? Are we going to get Put the Needle on It as the next track?
I don't. And the next single from Gautier will be Love and Kisses. I don't know.
The Scott Mills Daily.
All-time low, I hear.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, guys.
I'm excited.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Bless your fans outside.
Bless them.
I know,
yes.
Right?
I know, we thought they looked a little bit cold. So I just placed the biggest order ever at the certain chain coffee shop down the road, and how many was it, Chris?
21.
Were the people in the queue behind you not really that impressed?
Yeah, really.
So I bought them all hot chocolate, and now they think I'm the greatest DJ.
Yeah,
ever.
We could have at least said it was
that's
from
awesome.
Us.
Yeah.
We could get the good credit there.
Oh, I should have been like, and that's from the lads at All Time Low.
Yeah, for anyone listening,
we're stealing
you're welcome.
Credit for that.
Sorry about that. But they're warmer now, anyway.
Good.
They do follow you everywhere, though, right? They know exactly where you're going to be, probably even more than you do.
I don't even know how they do it, because, I feel like they find out before I do.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
We'll go to check in at a hotel, and they'll be like, oh, you're room 204.
Here's your key. I warmed your bed for you.
Yeah. Have you got to that stage where you have to check in hotels under different names?
Yeah, should we say them right now?
Oh, we haven't gotten to that stage, but we do it anyway.
Yeah.
Any names that we could say on air?
We do a lot of Vegas Vacation and like National Lampoons, like Clark Griswold, stuff like
James
that.
James Bond a couple times.
Really?
Yeah.
And they don't seem to flinch. They just go, okay, yeah, fine.
Yeah, you look like James
Must
Bond.
Must be legit.
Mr. Bond in 204. So many fans have been on wanting to ask you a question. By the way, if you are a fan of All Time Low, you can get on the website now and you can see them as well, because we've got a camera and everything.
Yeah.
At bbc.co.uk/radio1. Are you the kind of band that attracts slightly freakish fans sometimes?
Yes.
No.
Because
occasionally.
Like, I saw on Twitter, like, fans bring you things. Like, there was a girl that bought you a giant cookie the other day.
Yes.
A Millie's cookie, man. They're the best.
Do you ever eat them?
Yes.
Unless they're homemade, that's kind of creepy.
Yeah, you never know.
Homemade. We've heard stories.
Yeah.
Not good ones.
Okay, are you scared that they may have poisoned them? Sometimes, if that's
one of those,
occasionally,
like,
if you always know by the cling film, it's like I'm not touching. Mm-hmm.
We always have Ryan try him first, just in case.
He's like
your
food tester.
You're all good guys.
The rival bands are getting their fans to poison us.
Now, here are some of the questions, starting with Radio 1 DJ Hugh Stevens, who wants to know, how does your hair always look so nice?
Well, for me, it's more of a
for anyone not watching. That's the one with the shaved head speaking.
Yeah. How do you get your hair so nice?
Vast amounts of hairspray and unicorn blood.
Mostly just rainbows and smiles.
Yeah, a lot of smiles.
You go in our dressing room within like an hour of our show and you can't breathe because it's just the air is just a haze of hairspray.
I like a man that's not afraid to use hairspray. Yeah.
It's important.
It is.
I think.
You know?
I think it's very important.
You could also use it for self-protection.
It doubles as a flamethrower, yeah.
Don't you you spray it on the bottom of your shoes when you're going to meet important dignitaries so you don't slip over?
One time,
yes. Really?
Yeah.
That's genius.
Was it the Prime Minister?
Yeah, I had to go and see the Prime Minister at number 10 Downing Street. And my, you know that thing when you have really new shoes on?
Yeah.
Like,
it happened to me a couple times. Yeah. Not while being the Prime Minister. But
a hairspray on the bottom, lads. It'd be all right.
It also, forgive me for getting crude, but it's if you have a fly that won't stay up, you spray your fly with...
A zipper.
Yes.
Yeah, trousers.
Really?
Yeah, fly, yeah.
Alex always gets me to do that for him.
That is an all-time low top tip, right?
It works.
Can we create a segment? All-time low top tips?
Send it into that magazine and get 50 quid for that one.
Do it.
Hey!
You're going to take credit for that? First the hot chocolate, now this.
Problem with your zipper?
This is an outrage.
Simply spray some hairspray.
Yeah, it works.
Harry wants to know how you keep your spirits up on tour. Obviously, you are playing some shows at the moment. Does anyone have a really kind of low point?
No,
and if so, who has
really.
The worst moods?
I mean, you know, there are times when you miss home and you miss loved ones, you miss girlfriends, whatever it might be. But at the end of the day, you got to kind of take a step back and be like, you know, wherever we might be, whether it's in the States, here, Australia, we're there because of our band. You know what I mean? We got lucky enough to be able to play these shows. So even if you're having a bad day, bad week, you kind of just got to step back and be like, okay,
the key word
I'm one of the luckiest guys.
The key word that you used in the question is also the answer, spirits.
Yeah.
Spirits.
Oh, drink.
Yes.
Oh,
spirits.
Got it.
Yeah, I was going to say, when all else
meaning.
Fails. When all else fails, you have alcohol.
Kerry Andrews wants to know why, especially you, Jack, why you have an obsession with bras on your mic stand.
Hmm.
You know, I don't know where it started, but now we can't really go through a show without getting maybe 50 bras thrown at us.
Yeah, I like it because I think there are only certain types of bands who get bras thrown at them, and All Time Low are definitely
Motley Crue and All Time Low.
Yeah, same.
What happened?
Don't they write things on the bras?
Yeah, their phone numbers and everything.
You know what? It's not even phone numbers anymore. It's just Twitter names now.
It's Twitter accounts.
That's what we've become.
Follow me. So on average, a gig, how many would you say?
20 to 50 a show.
We've had one that was ridiculous. I can't remember when it was, but
we were going to go for the world record. But for some reason it didn't happen, and now some other band's going to steal this idea
because we're saying it live.
Scott will probably steal you.
Yeah, right.
I will. Yeah, no one's ever. I had a firework thrown at me once at a student
gig. Oh my god,
it's horrible!
I know it wasn't the best. Strathclyde Uni, but no bras really. Never a bra.
Well, maybe
it's
now.
It's
because I'm not the kind of person that attracts bras. You are.
Well, from maybe here I throw mine at you.
Yeah, okay, that'd be fine. what do you do with them afterwards, please? I hope you dispose of them.
We tend to discard of them in an orderly and proper way.
We burn them.
Who was it that brought in the bras that he'd been given? Was it Bass Hunter? Huh. And he turned up to the interview with bras from his previous gig.
Really?
And was like, I thought you might like these.
Here
Scott's
you go.
Like, okay, brilliant.
Thanks
what
for
am I
going
to be doing with these ones?
You just set fire to them or something afterwards.
We do. We have a burning. The hole in the ozone layer is solely us.
Oh, there was a tour. Bras. Yeah. I love that.
There was a tour where we collected them, and there was something like 800 at the end or something like that. And
whoa.
We collected them in our
The problem is
truck.
We can't give them away to like charity because they have phone numbers on them. So
oh, yeah.
You're going to get a lot of calls from like a bunch of like maybe possibly homeless people.
Yeah. Oh, that's annoying because you'd kill for that many bras, right? As long as they were laundered.
It's not one size fits all.
We just assume that the only female in the room.
Yeah. Wait, that's not how it works.
That. Are they not all the same
all
size?
All 800 will be my size.
Katie wants to know if Ryan ever feels left out. She feels a bit sorry for you because she thinks the drummer always gets left out of it.
No.
Not necessarily.
Katie.
She means in all bands.
Not till you
not
just ask that
band.
Question.
No, I mean, I think there are people who might feel left out, but I think this is exactly how it should be. If I had a mic on stage, I would just make a fool of myself, even more so than the two already do. So, No, the answer is no. I love it.
Too busy collecting the bras to even care.
Yeah, believe me.
Exactly.
Okay.
Heather Richmond wants to know what you think about people getting all-time low tattoos, because Heather has one.
It's crazy. Honestly, I never... every time someone comes up to me and asks, hey, could you write something out? I have the like really bad handwriting. And the newest thing is like, oh, can you draw me a picture? I'm going to get a tattoo. Like, I'm not going to have the tattoo artist draw you a picture. That's what they do.
Yeah, I refuse to do the handwriting thing because I just look like I'm like I have a big crayon just two-handing, just trying to figure out how to write in English.
I can barely spell, let alone draw a picture of anything.
I think if it's a phrase, it's fine. But if it's like one of your faces, that's going to be kind of weird when they're about 70.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Not to mention, as the skin loosens, the face doesn't retain its shape.
Well, your skin...
Mine does.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay, fair enough.
I use the best Kiehl's products.
Yeah. What we sometimes do with bands that have a lot of fans who are young girls is sometimes just make a call. We did it with One Direction.
Love it.
And just to see what kind of reaction you get. So let's try these two girls who were at your gig in Bristol last night. How was that?
It was great.
It was actually one of our most fun shows.
Yeah. Do you understand what anyone said? Or you probably didn't hear them.
We have a translator.
Wasn't
a whole
conversation.
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Who's that?
It's Emily.
Hi, Emily. You're talking to All Time Low.
Oh, my gosh.
Hi. Emily.
And time's up. Thanks for calling.
What are you doing?
How many people are there?
Watch this. What's your question, Emily?
What's my question? Oh, my gosh, I don't have a question.
Never, man.
One chance.
Okay, if you could sing with any other artist in the world, who would it be?
Okay.
That's a good one.
Anyone in the world. Oh, man.
That's a drum.
You know what? I'm going to go with Dave Grohl right now.
Ooh.
Top of my head.
David Hasselhoff?
David Hasselhoff.
Grohl?
I can arrange that for you.
David Hasselhoff, final answer.
I've got his number.
Let's do it. Let's call him next.
I'd love to work with All Time Low. he will be on that, seriously.
Perfect.
Emily?
Yeah?
Were you at the boys' gig last night?
Yeah.
Was it all right?
Oh. Pardon?
Was it all right?
It was amazing.
Nice.
I loved it so much.
What was the best bit?
When they sung All the Small Things and when Jack came out and signed my shoe.
Yeah.
The only song.
Congratulations, you've won a brand new car.
The one song that wasn't ours was the best part.
That's right. I love that one they did by Blink-182.
Curse you.
Love you, Emily.
Bye,
Emily.
Love you too. Bye. Kirsty, that was fun. Kirsty, also in Bristol, wants to know what you eat when you're on tour, because loads of artists and bands have really strict diets when they're on tour. They're like, I will only eat fruit after 4 p.m.
Yeah.
Or they, like, some people don't eat bread and all that.
A lot of Nando's
and Subway is really...
Other chicken restaurants are available.
Nope.
We don't know them.
Well, they are. So a lot of chicken.
Yeah, it's a lot of chicken, man.
Yeah?
It's good for you, and it's good for the environment.
Good for Nando's that we eat.
Not good for the chickens.
Not good for the chickens.
Not so much for them.
We're waging a war on chicken.
Charlotte wants to know, what is the greatest movie of all time? Obviously, one of you is going to say Home Alone.
Oh, man.
Wow, good for you.
The Fifth Element.
You've done your research.
Shawshank Redemption.
See, I would argue that Home Alone 2 is a lot better.
I agree.
Now, Home Alone 3 is where the money's at, if you ask me.
Do you think?
No.
No. Was that the one that Macaulay Culkin wasn't even in?
Yeah. No,
some random, some new kid.
Because Getting Lost in New York is a better storyline.
Yeah,
I agree.
Chicago's pretty tame.
Chicago's
pretty tame.
I'm bored of that one. Oh, he stepped on the toys. Oh, he's got his hand burnt.
It was the OG, the original, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Shabana wants to know if you would ever consider settling in the UK all the time.
Yeah, I'm moving in with Mark Hoppus next week.
Cool.
You know you have Mark Hoppus here now.
You what?
You have Mark Hoppus here now from Blink-182.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
where's he living?
I don't know.
You exactly.
I have somewhere in London.
Not the address.
Address is. Well.
I think, as much as we love it here, our homes are at least the three of us. Alice
we love
is
Maryland.
Born here, but yeah.
We do love Maryland. I'm a big fan. Mm. I don't know if I'd like to resituate.
It'd be tough to uproot us.
Maybe you could get a little flat together. I like it when bands live together.
You like that? Is that like a little storyline of yours?
It's quite cute. Do you know what I mean? Nice. We've got a flat in London.
Does it ever happen?
It's like in that movie Rockstar where they go to this huge mansion and like they all live together. Like, no, that never happens.
Ours would be a one-bedroom apartment.
I think it does happen. Who all lives together? I think that there's a few boy bands that
we all just
together.
Sleep in one big like California king.
The Rolling
together.
Stones might live together.
Yeah. You just sleep in a massive California king bed.
Head to toe.
Like the family from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah. Also, one more question. What are your views? Because we were talking about this yesterday on sitting down in the shower. Try it.
It's a hangover move.
It's a hangover move. We had Travis McCoy in yesterday, and he's a big fan of it.
Is there a bench?
That's because he's like
down?
18 feet tall.
No, you know, you just sit down.
Did you make out that it was Travis' idea? You asked him and just kept saying, it's good, isn't it? It's good, isn't it? And he said yes, and now you're making out it was his idea.
I'm on a bit of a mission to get everyone to try it. So please tell me.
Why not just take a bath? You like the water raining on you?
Yeah.
I've done it with... In a severe hangover moment,
say,
with a beer and
by vomit.
Like hair of the dog
when
type
incapable
thing.
Incapable of standing up.
So I did.
You Alex. You take beer into the shower.
I do it. Beer
absolutely,
shower.
Yeah, beer shower.
Beer shower.
I take coffee in the shower. So
you don't pour the beer on yourself, but you drink the beer while you're in the
you
shower.
You don't.
It's very enjoyable. Truly.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We're gonna one up your shower. I will try sitting down in the shower. If you try a beer in the shower, and then we can tweet each other results.
Yes.
Drink beer in the pub. He's not going to drink it in the shower.
I will try it for Ryan.
You could have a Pinot shower.
I got you.
Nice.
We'll get
wine
picture
shower.
Of this.
Not quite as good.
Wine probably not as good. Yeah.
Probably not the best.
I'm so hot in here. I want a glass of red.
Also, no, thank you very much for coming in today. We're
Thanks
loving your song
us.
On Radio 1.
Thanks,
and
man.
Good luck with the rest of your dates. Are you playing somewhere tonight?
Not tonight, no.
You got a night off? What are you going to do?
Go out to a big dinner. And drink lots of wine. Actually,
I'm coming back here.
Alex coming back.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm coming back at 8. I'm doing the reviews. Yeah.
Oh, are you?
Oh yeah.
We'll see you later then.
Yes.
You might as well just live here.
I'm just going to camp out. I have a tent.
You guys can all live together.
I've got a sleeping bag.
Right. Thank you, boys. This is M83 Midnight City on BBC Radio 1, and that was All Time Low. Thanks again.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
It's dull. It's miserable. It's freezing cold. No, not the book.
Harsh.
I was just referring to the weather. But this might cheer you up. There you are, see?
Yeah.
It's time for today's 24 years at the tap end. My friend Chris's autobiography. What have you got for me?
I thought if you're keen, we'll go to the ninth... Well, it's around the ninth year of the tap end.
No, I don't fancy that.
No, I'm not keen.
Ah. That's all I've got for today. So we're going to around the ninth year of the tap end.
But what if we don't want to?
Well, you don't have to. I'll... Won't do it.
Okay, that's that then. This is Radio 1.
Bless you.
Yeah, I'm keen. Of course I'm keen.
All right, then. Well, it's around the ninth year. I can't pin this one right down because it talks about a few things. So I hope that's all right with you guys.
Yeah, yeah. Go for it.
Ready.
From a young age, I was greatly influenced by certain TV shows. In my early years, Fireman Sam was a hero of mine. According to my parents, I would not go to sleep without watching an episode. For me, Fireman Sam was the Don. But as I got older, other TV shows became a big part of my life.
Weren't there only a few episodes of Fireman Sam, have I got that wrong? You must have seen a lot of repeats.
Totally wrong. It was on for years.
Oh. Am I thinking of something else?
Are you thinking of Fawlty Towers?
Yeah, just like Fireman Sam.
No, Fireman Sam was on for ages. I used to love it. Other TV shows became a big part of my life. Budgie the Little Helicopter. Thomas the Tank was standard.
Budgie the Little Helicopter, is that Fergie's one?
Who's Fergie?
Off of
football.
Duchess of York.
Off of
football. She's not the Alex Duchess Ferguson. Of York anymore. Yeah. No,
he
not.
Didn't do no, a kid's yes. show. Alex Ferguson.
Yes, Alex Ferguson.
Right, you're lying there then.
No, we're not.
But what other Fergies are there?
There?
Black Eyed Peas?
Yes, yeah. She was the co-writer.
Yeah.
No, she didn't.
She did.
No, she... No.
She did.
She did. Doesn't it look like...
Look it up.
Yeah, right. But she would have been young as well.
She didn't.
About
I know you're lying to me.
We're not.
Taking a mick. In certain parts of my life at the tap end, I genuinely believed I was one of three characters. Firstly, one of the Thunderbirds. I was also a Red Power Ranger. And finally, in my later years, I spent a large amount of time being a Ghostbuster. I was in primary school when I was properly into Ghostbusters, specifically Ghostbusters 2, which I stand by is one of, if not the greatest films of all time.
Which one did you want to be?
I wanted to be... It's played by Bill Murray.
Oh, yeah, not the geeky one with the glasses.
It's like Dr. Peter... I can't pronounce it. It's like Venkman, something like that. Venkman. I was a fan, honestly. I couldn't never do the last name.
I don't think you can say that.
Why?
You can't say that.
That's not rude, is it?
Say
Becky?
It again.
Could be your last words on Radio 1.
Venkman.
Oh, you've done it now, haven't you?
The film took over my life. I would reenact scenes from the film with some of the other lads at school. The film saw the Ghostbusters reunite after the discovery of a river of ectoplasm in the midst of a resurgence of spectral activity. Mufti Day, which was the odd name given to non-uniform day... meant that I could dress up in a makeshift Ghostbusters jumpsuit that my mum had made, with full proton pack, fighting ghosts, which tended to just be the girls at school.
This is so weird, because I've just washed our one in our house.
You're what? You're...
The Ghostbusters outfit. Literally, it's on the hanger, on the dryer now.
You can't put it in the washing machine.
Why have you got what? Hang on, we're missing the point here. Do you dress up as a Ghostbuster?
Flatmate does, yeah, has done for ages.
Does he?
Yeah.
Do you do that as well with him?
Or you have to take the proton pack off. You can't wash that.
In later years, in my freshers' week at uni, I had a bit of a strange time when I was out one night and the Ghostbusters theme came on.
Hang on a second. I think we can find that.
Oh, tune.
Yes.
I'd had a couple, and my first instinct was to spring into action. It didn't impress people as much as at school. And the bouncer in the club called The Cube made me put down the fire hose I was using as a makeshift proton pack. I think
I wasn't. I mean, at the time, that was a stupid thing to do,
absolutely,
wasn't it?
You should never mess with the hose.
But it was like I sort of went back to my childhood and just sort of it all went off.
Are girls impressed? Like, if you're new at uni,
yeah,
trying to make an impression with girls, are they impressed at a grown man trying to?
I don't think so.
Be a
no.
Ghostbuster?
Would you be impressed with that, Becky, if I swung my hose at you?
We had a fireman's pole at my university club, so a hose is nothing.
Did you work the pole?
No, you were only allowed to work the pole sometimes, and I never got to have a go, but...
Were you a cage girl?
A what?
Like a podium girl on a club night. I can't imagine that of
no,
you.
No, my housemates were, I wasn't.
I'd love to see you up a pole.
Do you get friction burns on your inner thighs?
I don't know, I've never done it. Apparently you can get really fit, it's like a really good way of doing fitness.
Well, I've heard that.
That's what the girls say. Not really fooling anyone though, are they?
Can't say that.
In that case then, if you're saying that and you think it's so easy and it doesn't keep you fit, I'd like to see you try and do it.
I'm sure it keeps you fit.
Have you tried it?
I'm not saying that it doesn't.
Hashtag get Scott up on a pole.
I'm not doing
something
a pole.
Snappier, maybe.
No. Carry on.
I've often been good at creating makeshift equipment. Being a big fan of Blue Peter, I often would make the stuff they did on the TV. I once made a spider catcher for the front room out of parts of a mousetrap game and bits of Lego. And I even DJed my own radio show using a tape player and two plastic cups attached with string to my family in the next room. I made my own jingles on tape and would put the cup with string against the tape player to broadcast.
How did the jingles go?
I called it Radio Stark. I was young, bear in mind.
Sure.
So the jingles... Well, I couldn't afford a professional voiceover, so it was just me on tape.
Right. Give us an idea of what that would have sounded like.
Oh.
When you say you couldn't afford a professional voiceover, did you actually inquire? Did you ask the man off X Factor if he was free to do some?
No, I didn't.
No? Voice of the Balls, no?
I wish I had.
How did they go?
It was all like, Radio Stark makes you feel great. It was lame thinking about it. I should have thought about it a bit more.
What shows did you have on Radio Stark?
There was no proper scheduling like it is here.
Did you have a late night show?
No, it was basically just me when I wanted to. Every now and then I'll get my brother on.
All right. And to do an interview?
Yeah, just the occasional interview. And yeah. Although technically brilliant, Radio Stark, as it was cleverly named, never took off due to a mixture of a lack of investment and poor listener figures. Being a huge gadget fan, it was around this time that I got my first ever Tamagotchi, something called a Nano Baby. It was my responsibility to grow this Nano Baby from egg, feed it burgers regularly, and keep its screen clean of poo to ensure that it grows up. Everyone had Tamagotchis at the time, they were definitely the craze. I ended up having three in total, one Nano Baby, a Rugrats one I won in a competition, and finally my Digimon, which at my school was one of the biggest crazes of all. Generally, it was all the boys that had Digimons, a dinosaur Tamagotchi that you could raise, then attach to someone else's and battle. When writing this chapter, I decided to go on a search and have unearthed my Digimon. It no longer works, but I have attempted to revive with new batteries, with great success.
And I'm pleased today then?
Yeah. And I'm pleased to announce that I am now waiting for my egg to hatch, and I've got it here.
Look at that.
It's currently in egg form, so I'm just waiting for it to hatch at some point.
That's really cool that you've got that working again.
Did you used to have one?
No.
Thing is, this has been 15 years, just in a cupboard, you know? Mm. So I kind of like that I'm bringing it back to life.
It was like it was frozen.
It's a little bit like Jurassic Park, isn't it?
Yeah, it does feel like that.
How did you get it working again, then?
Oh, I had to go down the road to a shop and get all screwdrivers and everything to get into the back of it. I mean, it's been quite a mission, and it's cost me a fair bit as well, but...
But it's back.
I'm kind of excited about it.
To be fair, if the film Jurassic Park was based on somebody bringing a Tamagotchi back to life, it probably wouldn't have been as exciting.
True.
No.
But then maybe this would make for a good film.
Are you going to be in it, or who's going to play you?
I don't know. Haven't really thought that through.
Who's going to play the Tamagotchi, or use the real one?
Nicolas Cage. If anyone wants to battle my Tamagotchi, I'm raising a monster, and I'm open to challenges. Football stickers were, of course, standard, and on special events such as the World Cup, I still collect them. Although I miss the days where you could go to a swap shop to fill up your collection. Back in the day, we used to have swap shops. Did you ever go?
No.
It was at the back, Becky, you? I suppose you didn't do football stickers, did you?
Yeah. I was all about the albums. Well, the sticker albums, not necessarily football ones.
Yeah.
Can't remember how obsessed she was when the Royal Wedding was on with those sticker albums.
That's true.
I didn't have you down as a football sticker one, though.
Well, I did have. I had, like, World Cup album.
So what other sticker albums did you do?
WWF? No, not that one. The panda one. The band. I've just said WWE otherwise. Ovs. Can you imagine me as like a little 10-year-old kid into wrestling?
Kind of.
Probably.
How can I? How can I? I do miss crazes. I don't know what the modern day craze is now, but I reckon we should all go old school and bring back the Tamagotchis. Romeo Dunn.
I saw him earlier in the lift.
Did you?
And I did that embarrassing thing of going, hi! And I was like, oh, brilliant, you're off the telly and I don't... Yeah. But he did say hello back.
He's a legend.
He is. It's All Gravy is one of the greatest records ever made.
Agreed.
If it's good enough for Beckham, it's good enough for me.
What?
He's a massive Romeo fan, isn't he? Yeah. It's All Gravy is one of his meant to be one of his favourite songs.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah.
Is that why it's named Romeo?
I think that was the first dance at his wedding.
Is that why he's called Romeo? Yes, it is, Chris.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is a Fergie situation now or...
So which Fergie do you think wrote the budget
helicopter?
Well,
I don't think it... I'm almost certain it wasn't Alex Ferguson.
Yeah.
I'm pretty certain it wasn't Fergie from the Black Eyed Peas, and I can't think of any other Fergies, so I don't know.
What's the other one?
Rebecca Ferguson? No, that's wrong, because she was on X Factor, wasn't she?
The Duchess of York?
Is she a Ferguson?
Yeah.
Sarah Ferguson.
Sarah Ferguson, right. Didn't know her.
Do you want to see a picture? You might recognise her, hang on.
She's not the one married to Tyndall, is she?
No, she was married to Prince Andrew.
Who's he?
Who's Prince Andrew?
The second son of the third child of...
Charles's brother?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen her. Honestly, yeah. Sarah Ferguson, she's a new one. She looks like really. J.K. Rowling.
How can you not have seen her? She's been in the news loads.
I don't know. I've just never seen her, I don't think. I'm not really up to date with the royal knowledge, but...
She's not been a royal for...
She's not a royal anymore.
No, for a while. Shall I show you Prince Andrew and see if you're aware of him?
There's Prince Charles, Prince Edward.
Princess Edward,
Anne. Princess Anne. Princess Margaret.
No. Prince Charles.
There is a Margaret
Princess
somewhere.
Princess Anne,
there.
Yeah. Princess well, there was Margaret, a Margaret was yeah. the Queen's sister.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't know... That's Prince Andrew.
You can see him a lot on yachts.
Oh, he's a player?
Yeah. I think you could say that. I'd get away with it, to be honest.
Ever seen him before in your life?
I'm sorry, I haven't.
I
watch the news
royal.
A fair bit as well. I'm sorry. Is that him again? Yeah. No, I haven't seen him. Sorry.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, let's do this.
Two people. Two cups of water. One bin. This is Innuendo Bingo, the Jewel.
All right.
Now, just a little note. We're not using the normal metal bin today. We've got the actual studio bin.
Oh.
And someone... has had some omelettes and they didn't finish them.
Rank.
It's a smaller target as well. It's a smaller bin.
Well, you're just going to have to perfect your aim. So it's time for Innuendo Bingo. If you want to play along at home, then do it. It's a free country.
You sounded a bit like, if you want to do it, just
Jacking.
I'd say yes, do it. It's fun.
Do it. Maybe grab a friend and get some water. Make sure you play somewhere safe. And when you hear the clip, put the water in your mouth. If it makes you laugh, then obviously you'll spit the water out. That's the idea of Innuendo Bingo. I'm loving it still that you are getting in touch in your droves and telling us about stuff that you've seen on TV and heard on the radio that sounds a little bit... Got loads. This one is from MasterChef, spotted by literally hundreds of people, including James and Janet and John and Scott and so many more. Well, you've lined up the waters today.
Yeah, we've got 8 cups of water today, all full.
Why?
It's going to be a wet one.
That's a litre. No, hang on. 20. Oh, I can't work it out. 2 litres of water.
Yeah. Wow, it is going to be a wet one. All right, so I'd like a nice big gulp of water, please, from both of you to start. No protection today, I've noticed.
Just he's got his special innuendo jeans on, which have got the hole in the crotch.
Oh, those. Why do you always wear those on Tuesdays?
He wears them or to put me off.
Do you just never change?
Yeah, it's part of the game. I wear them to put Becky off when she sits in front of me.
Have you had the same jeans on for 4 days now?
A couple of weeks.
Oh, that's gross.
Is it, though?
I know, here's the thing. You know when you first heard that song, did you not think, what's wrong with that?
Yeah.
I did. It's 4 days.
That's one of those things where everyone goes, oh, that's so gross. And then actually everyone's doing it, but everyone's pretending that they're not.
Apart from, who was it? The View.
Mm.
Yeah. Right, okay. Ready?
Ready.
Oh, the one that doesn't speak says apparently with jeans you're not supposed to wash them at all.
Meh. Try turning that to The View. Anyway, so MasterChef, loads of people spotted this. Water, please.
Mm-hmm.
Roto.
Mm.
Here we go. Nice bit of innuendo bingo for a Tuesday night.
You know me and my weakness for a juicy pear, and then to find chocolate oozing out of it as well. Fantastic.
Oh, dear. Now, we've got a smaller target here, Scott, so... Becky, I'm sorry.
For the first time, he spat all over me.
Yep. Not intentionally, it deflected.
There was a little kind of dribble there, because you didn't go on the juicy pear, but there was the chocolate bit that actually got you. And Becky remained with the watery...
I'm used to it from Greg, to be honest.
Yeah.
You know me and my weakness for a juicy pear, and then to find chocolate oozing out of it as well. Fantastic.
I do, you see, so it doesn't surprise me anymore.
Yeah. You know what to expect.
He loves it.
Mike has been on, one of our listeners, and he spotted this one from Hugh's Hungry Boys. Ridley? Play along at home, let me know how you're doing, please. Let me know who spits and who doesn't. Ready?
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to do this, and if they happen to fall in my mouth, that's their fault.
Oh, I copped one in the face. I get your face full of plums here.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Both projectile.
Not today, Becky. It's freezing outside.
Oh, no. You're going out after as well again.
We've got matching stains on our trousers now.
I said to Becky before, we'll be polite with this one, right? That went square in my face.
Yeah. It's getting nasty. Okay. More water, please.
Oh, no.
Starting to get a little bit cold over there, isn't it? Now, this one is from the National Television Awards. Gary Barlow and the Flackster, Caroline Flack, having a bit of a chat. Richard off of London spotted this one. Water, please.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Well, listen, it's lovely seeing you again.
Lovely to see
well
you.
Well done for this evening. You're like man of the evening.
Oh, it's been lovely to be here. Yeah. And like coming into a warm bosom being interviewed by you again.
Yes. He's lovely, isn't he?
How did you not find that funny, Chris?
Chris is standing steady there. Look. You swallow it. Well done, Chris. Becky was straight out. Chris held it together.
I think it's because it's from Gary Barlow. You don't expect that.
You do not. Barlow. What's he like?
Well, listen, it's lovely seeing you again.
Lovely to see
well
you.
Well done for this evening. You're like man of the evening.
Oh, it's been lovely to be here. Yeah. And like coming into a warm bosom being interviewed by you again.
Yes. He's lovely, isn't he?
Yeah, he's lovely. Okay, more water, please.
I didn't get that. Don't worry.
I'm not explaining it. Okay, and now we head over to Radio 5 Live. Mm-hmm. Kev spotted this one. Cheers, Kev. Thanks for your email. Got your water?
Mm.
This is from The Tennis on 5 Live.
It helps Djokovic, I would have thought. You just don't know what his body's like. I'd love to have just been inside him just for a minute.
Oh, my God, you're so wet.
Oh, this isn't good.
That is not good at all. Wow, oh, that's dear. A stain. Right, that was pretty much the same time. It kind of almost like you timed it.
That's almost as good as the Cliff one.
Oh, no.
It is almost as good, but still not as good as the Cliff one, because that's my favourite one ever. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm. Right there?
Mm-hmm.
More water, please, everybody. Mm. Carol in Weymouth and Archie and Steve off Bury St Edmunds spotted this one. And it's from A Question of Taste off the telly. Got your water there?
Mm-hmm.
And let's play it.
Now, have you ever done it with a fork?
No, I haven't. I think it's a jolly good idea, too.
It saves your hands getting to smell it,
Yes, it's a mob.
Well held, everybody. Well held. Very good. Right now, Chris?
Mm.
Swallow it.
Yeah, it's down.
Good. Who wants to hear something from the Archers?
Oh, yeah.
Go on, pigs. No. It's not that one. This spotted by James in Dover. From Radio 4's The Archers. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Got some big water in your mouth there.
Mm-hmm.
More, please. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
There you are. Get your hands around those.
Not even finished. Not even finished. Oh, no, we're losing him again. Chris, come back. Come back in the room. Come back.
Is that not it?
No.
It's like the start of Bridesmaids.
That was one, though.
It's like the start of Bridesmaids.
The start of what?
Bridesmaids.
I'm just going to pour my cup of water over his head to try and calm him down. He's actually crying.
Okay.
And shivering. That was one.
It wasn't one. It's not the whole thing. It's just half of one.
If he's like this now, he's never going to get through it.
Right.
Calm down, dear.
Breathe.
Oh, you just do this one.
You've got to do it. Come on. Water, please. Oh, this is going to be the same as push him along, Tony, now, isn't it? Right, come on, guys. Come on. Why is it always the Archers ones we get stuck on for hours? Right, here we go. Water, please. Come on.
There you are. Get your hands around those.
Ooh, thanks, Kenton.
Oh, I'd rather get it straight down my throat. Oh, that's better.
Like Chris. And let us know how you did on 8-1-9. That was Innuendo Bingo, the jewel. Try again, more water, please. One more. Ready?
There you are. Get your hands around those.
Ooh, this is never going to be, we can't do it ever again, this one.
There you are. Get your hands around those.
Oh, thanks, Kenton.
Oh, I'd rather get it straight down my throat. Oh, that's better.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now you mention it.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go.
Hello?
Bowser.
You guys heard that out here?
I'm sorry?
You have that program out here? I forget it. What's going on?
Don't think it reached here.
Here or you?
We got the flying doctors.
What are you? Are you wearing a satin jacket?
We had Shortland Street for a while.
Yeah. There you go, Shortland Street.
What a show.
Incredible.
Is that still on?
Dr. Warner.
Is that still on?
Sure, it's still going. Oh, it's an institution like all soap operas.
It was good.
Living
nothing...
vicariously through the lives of others in order to dull one's own reality. God bless the soap opera. Are you wearing a satin jacket?
No. It probably looks like that on that camera that you've got, but no.
Definitely.
It really does.
Oh my god! It really
look
does
like
look.
You're wearing a jacket like straight that. From That's Incredible. You have an official That's Incredible jacket.
Yeah, I see what
it
you've
looks
done
like
there.
That awful blue one you wore to the television awards.
It does not.
Yes, it does.
It does though. The one chap has dared you to wear, and you did.
Only Mike Ronson can wear shiny material.
It's not shiny. It just looks that
it's
way.
It's very shiny.
I know, but I won't ever wear it again.
It's very shiny. It's not even a dull shine. Not a dull leather. It's certainly a shiny set.
Okay, well, I'll
and
bin
the
it.
Thing is, the thing is about the shiny set, man. He's the set, man. Wearing a satin jacket.
I'm going to bin it.
It's got a it's got a furry collar as well.
No, it hasn't. That's
it's
a scarf.
It's got a satin jacket with a furry collar.
I'm going to...
You're so confused.
I'm going to burn it now.
You're lost.
I'm setting fire to it.
Can you do it out of the studio, please?
You're sartorially drifting in a desert of fashion. Get him some water.
BBC. Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free download.